Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wired for Success podcast. I'm your host, Janelle McKinnon. Are you stuck, lacking motivation and a will to get up and win? If you have stumbled onto this life-changing podcast, you will learn how to succeed in every area of your life. Welcome to another fabulous Friday. Give it up. Today, I want to talk a little on finances, and we are in keeping with the team on prayer. We started with how to pray. Monday, we looked at intercession. Those of you who haven't heard the two before, I encourage you to go back and pick up those episodes so you can flow easily with this one. And so, I know for sure one of the most important and one of the requests that you get the most is for finances. Yes, I know many people, when you ask them, hey, what can I pray for? What can I lift up to the Lord for you? Finances takes the cake. And maybe in number two comes relationship. Yeah, husband and wives, mother's father and their children. And so you see the progression of things. Finances, we know, are absolutely important. It's also one of the main reasons why couples actually get divorced. Yeah, that's a harsh reality. Finances are very pivotal, paramount to the success, your own success. The success of a family is based on a large percentage too of their finances, because when you think about it, when you don't have, you're in a terrible state. That's the truth. Lots of people misquote that scripture that says the love of money is the root of all evil. I see it a lot on the internet, Facebook, and so people would take away that part, that key word that is love, remove it and say, why does the Bible say money is the root of all evil? No, it doesn't. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. And now we know if you love a thing, you do anything for it. If you love a thing, you go tooth and nail, all sorts of things. And sometimes you can even make that thing an idol in your life. That's why the Bible says you can't serve God and mammon too. It's like you really have to make up your mind. But when you serve God, there is nothing lacking, nothing missing, and nothing broken. God is not a bad father. He would not see that you have need of things and turn his eyes from you. The word of God reminds us that would you ask him for bread and he will give you stone? No, he would not. No, he would not. The father loves to give his children good gifts. And we need to believe that as children of God, that the Lord wants me to succeed. He wants my finances to be blessed. Early on in my Christian life, I used to pray a lot for money until I matured and come into the fullness of the understanding that you don't pray your way out of poverty, right? Don't forget to pick up my new book, The Devotional, which is a 40 days devotional on breaking a poverty mindset. And we talk a lot about that in that book. And so you don't pray yourself out of poverty. You have to give your way out of poverty. That means you have to sow seed. Repeat it after me. I have to sow seeds. I have to be a giver. Now, don't say to me you don't have anything to give. That is a lie. We can always find something to give. There's so many things we can sow into someone else's life, into our community, into our children, into our mate, into the workplace. There's so many places and people that we can sow good seeds into, and everything doesn't always have to be money. If you think that it's only if breaking out of poverty is only about money, then you are sadly mistaken. And so we're back to finances. And so I learned that the secret to breaking out of poverty is to give. And so I learned to sow seeds. And a couple podcasts ago, I talked on the topic. I don't remember the exact topic, but I know I said that if you don't give from your little, and a friend of mine, one of my best friends, she always says, if you don't give from the little you have, then you cannot give when you get the big cahoots, when you get the big money, when it's fat, when it's overflowing. If you don't practice in your little, well, then you will not give when you have plenty. And that's the truth. And so she indeed practiced what she preaches, because I've seen it. She lives it. She lives it. She has a heart for people, and she's always a giver. And I've never seen her broke. She sometimes would say, oh, I'm broke. But I know sis is not broke. She's not that broke. She may be having a hard time. She may run low, but she's never flat broke, because God always gives. And that's another scripture in the Bible. God gives seed to the sower. Are you a sower? Do you ever think about blessing people, just giving them something with nothing in return? You see somebody starting up, I've practiced this. You see somebody starting up a business. Once I'm able to, I'm going to give you a little something. It may not be a lot, but I'm going to put my seed in that ground and pray that God keeps his word concerning what you're believing for. And then if God can do it for you, he can indeed do it for me. God is so faithful to his word. And so, of course, you're going to pray. You're going to ask God, give me an idea. That's what you need. You need an idea to increase your finances. You need an idea to enlarge your territory. You need something that will come into your sphere that you can use, that you can work on, and that you can make happen. An area where we all face trouble at some point in our lives, every one of us. The richest person will probably have a day when they worry about their finances. Yeah. You think rich people don't worry about their money at times? When they see those investment and the stock, whatever it is they have invested in, is taking a drop or is dwindling down, they worry. And that's big money. That is big, big money. And so everyone on the face of this earth will have a day or a season where our finances is not where it's supposed to be. But we also have to practice wisdom. We have to learn how to budget. I mean, sometimes we want everything. Hey, I love nice things. I guess we all do in some aspect. Some people, they're not the dress-up type, but they will splurge on food. Some people, they're not the type to, like, take their last dollar and go traveling with it. They will invest in a nice, comfortable home. I know people, you know, your home is your safe space and place, and you want to have a beautiful home. I am trusting God for a beautiful home. Come on, that's important to me, because dwelling in a beautiful place, you know, it really does something for a girl like myself. So I am trusting God for a beautiful, comfortable home for myself. And those things are important. And I believe God is concerned about that. He's concerned about where you're living. He's concerned if you're in a choky place, if you're in a place you're not all the way comfortable with your family. He wants to give you bigger. He wants to extend his grace, his mercy, his provision, not just to you, but to your generation. God wants to do it. And so you have to believe. It's good to always pray. Pray and ask God that he will intervene in your finances by giving you ideas, witty inventions, strategy, that the Lord will give it to you, that you can see, hey, how can I go out and gain financial breakthrough? How can it happen for me? You know, your hands are blessed as believers. I'm so amazed at how, you know, the enemy's kingdom is so organized. And as much as you see these fighting and bickering among, you may see it here and there, but it's not never really that deep. And then everyone always has something. Everyone has their good, strong support coming up behind them in the devil's camp. And we find it so hard sometimes to support each other in the kingdom. You see someone doing something, and before you cheer them on, and before you look for ways to help promote them, you find fault, you criticize, and you find it hard to sow a seed and to bless and to speak life into that thing. But I want to remind you, when you are not someone who sows good seed, what you do comes back to you. Because there may be a day you want to start something and you're looking for a word of encouragement or for someone to say, yes, this is good or something. If they can't sow in word, if they can't sow financially, they may sow in their words. You will want that. And so when you want a thing, you don't take away and withhold, you give. That's what it is I'm saying today. You learn how to give. And so the Bible also lets us know that 10% of our income belongs to the Lord. I know many scholars, the people debate this, but it's funny to me because I do a lot of reading. You guys should know that by now. I do a lot of reading. I listen to a lot of documentaries and a lot of great books that were written years and years ago. They weren't very big books. They were very small, but the essence of the books was so transformational that the books gained so much visibility. And in reading some of these books, many of these people pull principles from the Bible. So I have a problem if it is you think I can't come to your organization. Fine, I may not be able to mention the name of Jesus, but I still know in whom I believe. But I can put forward the essence of my presentation in such a way that people will know that, listen, there are biblical principles here. I believe biblical principles are ingrained in many foundational truths in our society. Even the scholars who didn't want to believe, they pulled from the Bible. So why aren't we, the children of God, the believers, pulling our all from the Bible? I mean, I have met unsaved people who believe in giving tithes. Yes. They believe when they give this 10% that they are blessed, and they see it. And you can't tell them. It's like, that's the thing where I tell people, I said, fine, the Bible may have things, you know, everyone may not understand everything. I don't believe everyone understands everything. And then the Bible is also historical. historical book. So you have to understand a lot of context, and then it makes you do a deep dive into history so you can understand it, because not everything in the Bible needs to be applied to your life. Not everything. So you have to be a good reader and someone who comprehends and searches things out and do your research. And more than anything else, sit and ask the Holy Spirit to breathe upon you, to sit with you, to counsel you, and to teach you the Word of God. And so many unsaved people give their tithes and they see the increase. But some believers allow the enemy to creep in and they say, oh, well, the pastor is going to have my listen. That thing is ridiculous and funny to me. Because what you have to understand as you live this life with Christ, everyone is accountable to God. And God will hold his shepherds accountable if they mismanage the funds that are given to the work of the Lord. The Lord is going to deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. They're in the hands of God. And the thing is, the Bible says it's better to be land yourself in the hand of a man than in the hand of an angry God. So I don't know why people get all worked up with certain things in church and fall into the politicking in church. Stay away from that and remember that, listen, I am accountable to Christ. He's going to ask me about nothing else but myself. And so I'm going to do what the Word of God says I ought to do. God wants to bless your finances today. He wants whatever you put your hands to do to be blessed. He wants you to be a good star employee on your job. He wants you to have success, that when you go to your bosses and your supervisors and so, you're always favored and they trust you, because they know when something comes from you, it's golden. It's golden. Even in your family, wives and children, we want to trust the Father who's the head of our home, who's the visionary. We want to trust that he knows how to manage the money and he knows how to portion things on and make it last and all these things. I remember, this is funny, my brother always talks about this instance where my mom went to one of the islands and my dad was left. Of course, my mother is a mother. So she baked her bread and she left it. And those days, you know, we were children, six of us. And you have growing male in the family. So, of course, they're going to want to chunk up the bread and eat it fat like there's no tomorrow. So my dad decided he's going to manage this bread. And so he locked the bread in his wardrobe. Then you had the key, so he locked up the bread. And then when he would cut the bread, it would be thin slices. I kid you not. You could probably see through the other side of the room how the bread slices were so thin. And then my father was trying to do his best to manage this bread, that the bread lasted, but then the bread got a bit moldy. That's just a joke for us here today. Some men are really good managers. My dad is one. I could tell you nothing is going to waste. I guess different things probably grieves his heart now, because it's not a lot of people in the home like before. So you don't need a lot of stuff. You don't need a lot of stuff. And that's just one example. So it's good to learn how to manage. It's good to learn how to do budgeting for your home. You know, one of the things the old people used to do, they used to plan their meals, what they're cooking every day. And so they have a schedule of how they do things. Like, I love that. I have my stubborn ways, I must admit, but I love to hear the old folks speak and how the women manage their home, and how these, like one of the elders in my church was speaking the other day, and she said she serves her husband on, she uses one of the trays and she takes it to her husband. And I said, that's good. And then she would do it for one of her sons as well. And there's a blessing in that, you know, when you can really treat your family well as a wife. My mother does it for my father when she's around, you know, she would do that. And it's beautiful to behold. So, you know, you're trained up, you see these things happening because people, we have drifted so far away that even things like that, now the world is saying, oh, you don't have to do all of that. It don't take all of that. Listen, it's not bothering them. And they have a marriage that's 40-something. Where is your marriage? Hello. Where is your marriage? So we have to be careful as young people that we don't buy into everything and that we be wise and that we honor our elders, those who have gone before us, because they can really teach us something. So let us remember that what we do is that we don't just pray for our finances and pray over it, but we ask the Lord specifically for ideas. We ask him for the know-how and the strategy, and then we ask him to increase our ability to give, to be givers, whether it's time, money, a talent, whatever it is, learn that. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me. As always, I want to encourage you, share this podcast with someone. Encourage them to subscribe. Download the app if they can. If they're unable to, we're on YouTube. It's on Apple. It's on Spotify. Join me. Say something in the comments. Let me know that, listen, it's hitting home. It's always good to see the feedback, guys. Have a great and wonderful weekend.